To develop the Chintamaya Panya, one needs to carry out constant inquiry, reflection, and contemplation on the Buddha Dharma, or Noble Truth as proclaimed by the Buddha. And not just we are believing what the Buddha said, and then committing them to memory, and storing this so-called Dhamma up as Dhamma knowledge. For the true Dhamma in wisdom is an understanding, and it is alive. A living Dhamma that can be experienced and understood from moment to moment, whereas knowledge and memory are of the past, very rigid and fixed, making you very rigid in your views. So that is the big difference. Knowledge is just the facts of things. It's not wisdom. Wisdom is the component that has the word wise. You are wise. A wise person is not a knowledgeable person. A knowledgeable person may not be wise. A clever guy may not be wise. A very highly intellectual guy, very knowledgeable in many things, may not be wise. They may be foolish, but they are very knowledgeable. So always remember, wisdom is different from knowledge. So when we develop the cultivation, we have to develop the wisdom aspect to understand the essential Dhamma, the teaching. Not to commit to memory as Dhamma knowledge, then try to interpret through your thought process. Then that knowledge cannot liberate your mind, cannot free you. That's the reason why I heard a lot of Kayamita used to tell me, "Well, we study all the Dhamma, we think we know, but when we encounter problem in life, we cannot handle. We still afflicted, we still miserable." Then they always ask me why. I say, because there is knowledge. So there are three levels of Dhamma, three phases of Dhamma. The Buddha called it Pariyatti, Patipatti, and Pativeda. Pariyatti is the learning of the teaching. So this learning of the teaching, you cannot learn it as a intellect thing or as a knowledge. If you learn it that way, you can never understand. Then you can never put it into cultivation or practice, which is Patipatti, the second phase of Dhamma. So the first phase of Dhamma is through constant listening to the Dhamma, or read. Nowadays you can read, or you can listen from audio file or video file or whatever. Then when you listen, you must try to develop the understanding of it, not commit to memory and knowledge. Otherwise you become like the typical Buddhist who is like a parrot. You ask them a question, Dhamma question, they like parrot answer you very fast. Like you ask them, "What is the first noble truth?" "Oh, life is suffering." They straight away tell you. Then, "What is the three evil roots?" "Greed, hatred, and delusion." But they don't know the meaning, the deep meaning. They don't know what that thing is. They cannot explain because they never reflect, they never contemplate, they never inquire. Then they don't have the past cultivation to understand all these teachings. They commit to memory as knowledge. Maybe to pass exam. "What is the Four Noble Truths?" They can rattle to you. Suffering, cause of arising of suffering. Then the cessation or end of suffering. Then the path that leads. They can tell you. But do they understand the Four Noble Truths? Very few. Then some, they take Pali exam. They will rattle to you. Dukkha, Samudaya, Nirodha, and Magga. The Four Noble Truths. But do they really understand the deep meaning? So Pariyatti is the learning of the teaching, not committing to memory and knowledge. So when you understand, you must understand it deeply. That's why you have to constantly listen to Dhamma, the second step of Avijja Sutta, then reflect, contemplate, and inquire, or attend Dhamma class through Dhamma discussion, and get the understanding from people who have already developed the cultivation, the things or the image. Sorry, I think the video. Oh, internet is slow. Oh, that is okay. Yeah, well, I saw the video like stop for a while. So I will continue. Yeah, audio will be okay. Yeah? Okay, so this aspect of the teaching is very important. Variety is not about committing to memory and knowledge. No, the learning of the teaching. Through step two of Avijja Sutta, constantly listening to the Dhamma, reflect, contemplate, and inquire to develop the initial wisdom born of the first and second turning wisdom. Then second stage is when you understand already, then you can put it into practice. You can develop the cultivation, patipatti. So when you put the teaching into cultivation in real life, with life itself, it becomes a living Dhamma. It's no longer a knowledge, a book knowledge, or an intellectual exercise where you do all the things without much understanding. That's why people go to the extent of practicing vipassana. Vipassana is an insight. You cannot practice vipassana. Vipassana is a training, a cultivation. Whatever that can allow you to develop the training and the cultivation to insight into the universal characteristics of nature, the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta, that is vipassana. That's why vipassana, pasana is to insight into. So it's not a practice. It's not a mechanical thing where you practice and practice and practice, then you become good at it. No. It's a cultivation. It's the training of the mind to have the ability to insight. That's why you need the silent mind. The instrument that you start with, you must develop sati, the meditative mind. If you use thought, thought-based will limit you. Your thought itself is an instrument that is having its own limitation. So when you inquire, you start to understand. What you try to develop is the awakening, the enlightenment, the wisdom that the Buddha already explain under the salutation to the Dhamma. What is this Dhamma? This Dhamma is sandhittho, can be realized in the here and the now. No need to wait till death. Then this Dhamma has another very unique characteristic. It's akaliko. It's the timeless. Beyond thought, beyond time. So you use thought as an instrument, that instrument limits you. How can thought realize an enlightenment that is beyond thought? Impossible. That's why the instrument is wrong. You have to develop sati. Sati is not thought. It's an awareness before the known. That's what sati is all about. That's why for sati is life. Without sati, there is no heedfulness. Without sati, there is no training, no cultivation. We have the four foundations of mindfulness, need mindfulness. Noble Eightfold Path, the path factor, samasati also need mindfulness. Dhamma investigation also need mindfulness. The first factor, enlightenment, is also mindfulness. That's why it's all about mindfulness, not about the thought process. So this is a very important understanding. So cultivation must be developed with understanding. Then after that, then you develop the awakening. Then you will get to reap the fruit of your hard work, your cultivation. So that will lead you to the third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda. Pativeda means the third phase where you get to reap the fruit of your hard work. Means you get to live the life of an enlightened being, an Arya. And that is the most beautiful phase of your life, because that is the enlightenment phase. Pativeda, you need to develop the training of the mind under Patipati to awaken. Then you get to live the noble life of enlightened being under the third phase of Dhamma, which is Pativeda. And Pativeda is the most beautiful To develop Cintamaya Panya, one needs to carry out constant inquiry, reflection, and contemplation on the Buddha Dhamma, order, noble truth as proclaimed by the Buddha, and not just believing what the Buddha say and then committing them to memory and storing this so-called Dhamma up as knowledge. For the true Dhamma or wisdom is an understanding and awakening, and it is a living Dhamma that can be experienced and understood from moment to moment. Means it is alive. Whereas knowledge and memory are of the past, very rigid and fixed. They will make you very rigid in the way you approach life, your views, your opinion, and your conditioning.